From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today we have on a folk duo with us today. We got Cletus and June with us today.
I'm Cletus. That's June.
Hello.
And then there's me.
And then there's Drew. And there's Drew right there. You know what I'm saying? Very glad to have you guys on today. So glad to finally meet you two. I've heard a lot about your music, and you know, I heard my drunken co-host over here came across you guys while you guys were performing. Where was that at?
Oh God, what
where was it?
We're not from around.
Yeah. We were at 21 Mile. But will you, real yeah. quick though, can you turn down his mic or turn down? Is it loud to you guys?
I don't know what it's supposed to sound like. It feels a little loud.
Okay.
My drunken friend here came across you guys at the bar at 20 Mile, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yep.
20 yeah. Mile Tavern, yeah.
20 Mile
yeah,
Tavern.
Yeah, I was out with with a friend, and I heard you guys singing, and I was like, you guys were the best ones, like, the whole night.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly. Appreciate that.
I don't know, was it like a... Was it like an open mic, or how did you guys get that gig?
Yeah, it was just an open mic. We just kind of showed up playing around there. We're from North Carolina. Probably get into questions in a bit, but we've just been in town for like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We looked up some open mics. Mm-hmm. You heard of the Loveland Canteen?
Yeah.
We did the first one there, and we met a lot of cool people in the local music scene. They told us about that one. He said, if you come, we'll put you up for sure. So, mm-hmm.
Have you met the Watch Frogs around here? That's a real big, you know, local band of ours, the Watch Frogs.
No.
They perform at what's that place? Cappy's. Kind of in Loveland. It's like in the same general area. It's like 20 Mile and all that.
Nice.
But they're a real big foreman around here. So, I mean, if you get a chance to run across them, went to high school with their guitar player and drummer.
Oh, okay.
I went to school with, nice. Drew Lowry and I forget the Dean Lowry. Drew Lowry and Dean Lowry.
Oh, are they brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers. Cool. Yeah, working. Nice. They're in a band together. The Watch Frogs, real big around here. But I love to see, like, artists coming. Like, you said you're from North Carolina?
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing artists come from all around to, like, perform in our city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's just, like, a beautiful thing about music is that no matter where you're from, if you get up on a stage, people are appreciative. They listen, you know, and they love seeing people, like, perfect their art like you guys do.
Right. Dude, you are so much lower than all of us right
now. I know. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I'm like, you know what I mean? So anyway, I was just thinking about...
he has left the chat.
Yeah.
I've definitely left the chat.
Try to pull in a little bit more. I'm sorry. I'm always like this, trying to make everything perfect.
You're crazy.
And then more thing. You can pull that cord if it's tugging on you. You can pull the cord.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Micromanage Drew over here.
Yeah, okay, I'm done now.
I'm
sorry.
Can I talk here, dude? Can I talk?
No. See, like, you need to ask him first before you talk. You know what I mean?
Just play. Yeah.
May I?
Yeah.
No, just raise your hands. Raise your hands. Yeah. One at a time, okay? You know what I mean?
But, music is just one of those things that brings people together. You know, have a lot of differences, but, you know, something's got a good beat. Get you bobbing a little bit. People tend to come together, and that's really what draws us to it because we just...
Gotcha.
You know, try to promote unity, harmony, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of falls into my first question, really. Like, what got you guys, like, getting together and making music like this? Is it just something you fell into, or was it, you know, did you guys been doing this your entire lives, or what's the deal with that?
Oh, first, we're Cletus and June, but this is Aslan and
Carter.
Yeah, stage names. Don't tell anybody the real name.
We're not professionals.
We're off to a great start.
We're still in training.
We've been telling people our names our whole lives.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
That's so great. But, yeah, so as far as that goes, like, so getting into music, like, you know, like, was this something you fell into, or was it more of, like, you've been doing it your whole lives, and you decided one day, hey, let's get together and just start making some music?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think for both of us, we've, you know, enjoyed music our whole lives. I like grew up, you know, singing in church and stuff like that. I think you did the same. And then mm-hmm. you started playing guitar in high school. And then I think you...
And stopped going to church for a time. Yeah,
yeah, those two had reverse outcomes.
I visit sometimes.
Yeah,
just, you know, holidays. Yeah. Holidays, yeah. You know?
And so, but then we actually met in nursing school.
Gotcha.
And so we just started, you know, kind of jamming then.
Where'd you go to school at?
We went to Pitt Community College in Greenville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That's, okay. So you're not from here.
No. Well, he went to high school here.
Yeah. I went to high school. Actually went to Loveland for my freshman year.
Oh, did you?
And then Ross for the last 3 years.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
When'd you graduate?
Gotcha. 08.
08? Oh, 08. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We're 2014. What were you? 2014. Oh shit, that's so great.
Well, when did you graduate in like 12? Okay,
same as my brother. Yeah, 12. Yeah.
Dang, I'm the old man.
that's all right. Time flies. Okay.
Hey, yeah. You could have fooled me if you would have said 12. I would have believed you.
We got to start doing 12.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
start saying, yeah, it was 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
what is time?
About 19
anyway?
Years ago.
It was about 19 at the time. It's been about 21 years. Oh, Mr. Mackey.
Yeah, it's from South Park. If you guys have watched that.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, that's like my all-time favorite show of all time. Like, dude.
Well, I took the penis and.
See, I took the penis and. Who the damn thing? You know?
You're a little too good at that.
Yeah. I've had way too much practice. And honestly, you know what I think it is? I think it's mostly the fact that I keep it on as like background noise at night. Yeah. Oh, you know,
it's so in your subconscious.
It just engraves into my subconscious, and it's just there now.
Yeah, it's like speaking a new language for you.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, you're not talking to me anymore. You're just talking to the other 50 personas in my head.
Right. You're fluent in Mr. Mackey.
I'm fluent in Mackeyism.
Yeah.
Mackeyism.
That's a good way to say
it. But anyway, moving on. So another question I have is that what brought you to like Loveland in the first place? Just kind of looking for gigs, or was it like, you know, you kind of knew that downtown Loveland had a music scene? What was the deal with that?
Honestly, I had no idea that Loveland still had a music scene. I know that way back in the day when I was in high school.
when Jesus used to have, walked.
Yeah, right. exactly. They had drum circles at this like hippie coffee shop that used to be right on that main strip near the food line.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was.
Wasn't that Plaid Room or something?
It might have been. I can't remember what it was called, but I just remember a lot of, you know, the Loveland hippie scene was down there.
Yeah. Oops,
banging away on
banging away
and
on them drums, you know.
Yes.
But, shit. Yeah, but I knew about that. I've always liked Loveland, but she actually looked up, what's that site so we can...
Oh, it's the Cincy Local Music, and that's where we found the Loveland Canteen. But we're in the Cincinnati area. We're in Ross right now.
Gotcha.
I just finished anesthesia school, and we're renovating.
Congratulations.
Very nice.
I just got my bachelor's in chemistry.
Oh, nice.
So any STEM field, I respect it, because it's fucking hard.
Yeah, it is. It's
and we're
tough.
Over here like, we like to play music, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I like to party.
Same.
My name is Nick, and I like to party. Well, no. I can only be the one that likes to party, all right? There can only be one person that likes to party. Whoa, it's me.
Someone has to do the books.
Someone's
got to
do the books. Yeah. Somebody's got a party, and I got a party.
That's right.
Oh, so great.
No, so I didn't you know, tell you guys this, but me and Nick made a rap album.
Whoa. Oh, so you both like to party.
Oh, yeah, we know. We go hard in the paint.
That's
you know? We went hard in the motherfucking paint.
We should sample that clip right
yes.
now.
Yes, please.
Please. Oh, my God, I'm so about that. So, like... the genre of music that you guys do, it's like, do you describe it as folk or is it more like country?
I describe it as folk indie.
Yeah. It really depends. Like, you know, we kind of go all over the map, but folk as the, you know, the base.
Like the baseline of what you do. Gotcha. Right. Is that like music that you enjoy personally or is it like just something you know how to play personally?
A little bit of both. I mean, I enjoy it a lot. I grew up listening to lots of classic rock and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
will you turn his mic up a little bit?
I'll probably off it a little bit too. But certain folk songs are kind of easier to play. But then right when I said that, I started learning difficult ones that I couldn't do. So, you know, there's difficulty in any genre, but go ahead.
I was going to say, folk is also, it's nice when there's just like a guitar and voices, you know, it's an easy thing to get going. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day if we have a full band, you know, we'll do a little more rock.
I thought you guys were playing with a full band.
Well, we had the
one
drummer.
One song they joined in.
Come up at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they probably have people that just like join in with people that are up there.
Yeah,
that's
which
badass.
Which is awesome. It's so cool. And that really, Cincinnati and Loveland has had such like a welcoming music scene being here. I've been wow. Like, you know, people are just willing to come
people
up and jam
like,
with you.
People love music, man.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, can you deny them?
Yeah.
You
know?
No. What brought you guys together to like make Cletus and June? And why'd you choose that name?
I'll let you
cover
both, really.
Yeah, such good stories. So like I said, we met in nursing school. We jammed together. We studied together. And then we kind of went our separate ways after we graduated, did our thing for, I don't know, 7 years. Then, you know, I think you...
It's a long time.
Yeah, he stayed with music more than I did. And then I started anesthesia school, and then we ended up crossing paths again. And then, you know, we were like, well, you know, first date, we're playing music again.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. What a way to connect, too.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Dude, such a way.
That like, is just love eternal.
Yeah, it really just solidified like a deep connection. I mean, we had a connection from day one, but bring the music into it.
Yeah,
too.
And like, I'm going to get back on Tinder later.
Right. Hey, take a picture with a guitar.
Man. Yeah. Where's my rap shouty out there?
You know how to play. I can rap,
where's
though.
My bad where's my bad rap shouty out there? That's what he's asking right
where's
now.
Where's my Nicki Minaj?
Ladies.
I don't know. I don't know if I want a rap shouty. I like a nice, you know, like a girl that'll make you like an apple pie.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got a sister like that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
She as tall as you because I'm short.
Yeah, yeah, she's an inch shorter than me.
Okay, that could work.
That could work. Yeah. Listen, I'll put her on.
Let's call her.
She just made some biscuits today.
Let's get her on the phone real quick. I need to know about them biscuits.
She can come on the podcast.
She makes mean sourdough, too. She does. She actually
I'm all about that.
Sourdough is hard to make.
I'm all about a lady who can cook. I don't know about y'all, but I'm all about a lady who can cook. Yeah, I know you are. I know you specifically are. Oh, that's so awesome.
And in the Cletus and June, Cletus, my dad just can't trust a word he says. So he jokingly called Carter Cletus, and we were like, Cletus.
And then he didn't just jokingly call me Cletus. He called me Cletus and then corrected everybody for about 6 months.
Yes,
until they would
it
say
Carter.
No, his
Cletus.
Name Cletus.
Yeah.
Don't believe him. Name Cletus.
Yeah, oh, and my parents are divorced, and I think the one thing that they can agree on is the fact that his name is Cletus.
Oh, that's
that
hilarious.
Is their unifying.
I think we just need to change your name on your birth certificate at this point, brother.
I think so.
I think it's about that time.
And then her sisters got involved, so it's Cletus, but it's Clit for short.
Yeah.
I was taking I almost spit take all over the fucking table.
Sorry to our younger viewers.
That's amazing.
No, we mark our videos not for kids.
Okay, good.
You're my poster child.
How'd you find him?
He keeps the show high.
You know,
for
it's
sure.
Actually crazy how me and you met, but I can't talk about it.
See, it's kind of the same situation. Like through music is kind of how we met.
Really?
We met before that.
We met before that on very stupid terms because we're both stupid kids, you know, just doing hood rat shit.
We can't get into
But, you know, yeah, it's kind of funny you say that y'all connected and met through music because that's kind of how we started here.
Yeah.
At first, I remember I had a studio in my parents' house, like built a full recording studio, just put every dime that I had into it. Dad and grandpa helped me put it together and all that.
And I came over when I was like 16.
Years old.
We didn't talk again for like 5 or 6 years.
He hit me up one time and said, hey, can I use your studio?
And man on a mission.
I barely knew him. So I was just like, I mean, yeah, if you want to come in for like 20 minutes, lay something down. Yeah, I got you.
I think I've always been like a networking type of guy though. Like I've always just been like that. Just like hit up people, be like,
yeah,
hey,
just hit him up. Just
because why not?
What's the worst they can say? No,
I respect it. Yeah. I like.
No, I was telling her on the drive home after you walked up to us at that bar, and I was just like, that's pretty cool. He just walked up to say like, yeah, got a show. Yeah. Come on.
Well, like I just really like I love doing this, and I feel like when I see people that I'm kind of like interested in like any type of way, whether, you know, they play, you know, badass music, or if they can like play a sport really well, or if they're a comic, or like whatever they do.
Yeah.
Or like, even if they own a business, I'm like, hey, like, how did you do what you did? And can I, you know, talk to you about it?
Yeah.
And, you know, get to know you more. Cause also like, you can learn a lot from anyone you talk to, and you would be surprised what you can learn from the most random person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like reading a book, but you're talking.
Right. Yes, and absolutely. It's, I listen to this guy, Jim Rohn, sometimes, but it's interesting that you say that, because it's not just the positive things that you learn from people too. Like, somebody could have gone through a ton of shit, and it's like, it's just as valuable to learn, like, well, what did you do wrong? So
exactly.
Avoid exactly. that.
We've had some guests that like, they start out and they just start spilling their guts on the show.
Yeah. I was about to do that.
You know?
Oh my God.
I killed a man.
No, Billy West did that. When we were talking to Billy West, the guy that does all the voices for Futurama, he told us about his whole childhood.
Wow.
And just like, spilled his guts out about his whole childhood. And we were like, damn, he really is okay with that.
It was off the rip, though. He just went right into it. And I was like, hey, we're here to listen to it. This is good stuff, you know? So
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's another cool thing about podcasts and this kind of format is people just have a lot that they want to get off their chest. But like, we've all got stuff. And so whenever somebody's talking about like their hardships, you know, it tends to resonate with us in one way or another, even if it's a slightly different story. But I really like the podcast gig.
I like it's podcasting awesome. Yeah. just because it definitely is the most informal but formal way of talking to people.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
Nick, real quick, if we can fix this, can you scoot your chair up like a few inches and move that camera? This, I'm so sorry. He hates me, but look, we can barely see him, and it's going to drive me insane.
Show your pretty face.
I'm so sorry. I'm like this every episode. We gotta fix this because like, no, the other way. Yeah. And then you gotta move in slightly, Nick. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. Anytime we stop, I can just cut it.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Perfect.
Yes. Very formal but informal, because we can do stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
You know? I lost my train of thought.
I'm a piece of shit, I know, but it'll be good in the end.
It will. Yes. It will. We'll appreciate that.
The amount of swear to God. That.
But the cool thing about both, you know, what I liked what you said about, you know, it's what you love. And I think that's the coolest thing. For such a long time, I had a hard time, like, convincing myself to go up in front of people, because it was like the question of like, am I good enough? Da, da, da. Are they gonna like it? And then eventually something just broke or clicked. I don't know. And it was like, oh, I love it. I don't care.
You kind of come out of your
thinks.
Shell.
As soon as you get up there for the first time, like those nerves are just gone, man. Like,
right.
Don't care.
You know?
And I also just sense like a positivity about you guys. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Thank
but
you.
I was like, they would be great to have on. Like it was.
Oh yeah. When he hit me up that night, and I was sure that I was going to hit him the next day. He'd be like, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. No. Next day, he was like, yeah, those people I talked to last night, yeah, we got to have them on, dude. And I was like, all right, yeah. I mean, sure. I'm all about it.
There was a couple
And I'm kind of glad that he did bring you guys on. I'm having a great time with y'all tonight.
Us Thank too. You. Thank you. Thanks for the kind words, too.
Of course. But there's a couple other artists or like people that play around town that I was thinking about contacting. But there was this one dude, and he said something really weird to us. He was like, my guitar gets me all the pussy I want every night. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it doesn't.
It's not the kind of unity we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like, if you're not doing it for the love of the game, why are you doing it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're just doing it to get money and get fame, get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Like, your heart's not in it.
Right.
You know, and we've been talking about just this, too, and because I don't like to, you know, speak positively about feedback we've been getting, because it makes ego. Anyways.
Spit it out, Cletus.
But we've just been talking, we've been getting so much positive feedback playing around in different venues and stuff, and I'm convinced, and I think we're convinced, that it boils down to that we're actually doing what we love, and we're pouring that love into it. We're not just trying to, like, you know,
oh, it changes
get a bunch
your
of
life.
Likes.
And,
when you start doing things that you like to do, and you start hanging around people that you like to be around,
right?
It can bring you out of the dark.
Makes a whole difference in your life.
You kind of realize life is really what you make it,
right?
And you can really form your own path and make things the way that you want it to be. You don't have to live. I mean, there's so many people that just hate their own lives, and they, but it's, I don't want to say it's like their own fault, but I think if you take personal accountability, mm-hmm. then you're like, I'm going to do what I want to do and I'm going to make everything right in the world.
Yeah.
Then you can.
Yeah.
You
know? Absolutely.
And even to avoid saying it's their own fault, you can empower people to, it's, you can change directions. Like you're right. a sailboat. All right. So you just steer the sail to get the wind to take you a different way.
Right.
You know, it's, people do have the power to change their life circumstances. The problem that gets us stuck in ruts, in my opinion, is when we... Oh, shit.
I do the same thing.
It was about to be good.
Yeah. I kind of forced it on him when I made him get up, but... Yeah.
What gets us stuck in ruts is thinking that all of the negative circumstances in our life are out of our control and it's everybody else's fault. Yeah. Whenever you start to think, what can I change? That's the only thing you can do. You can only change yourself. So if you start working on changing yourself rather than being like, I can't believe how much of an asshole my dad is or my coworker pisses me off all the time. It's like, how do I get peace? And things can change for you. Yeah.
You got to let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Sorry, God, you are a musician.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Shit, I was going to ask you a question too, and I just forgot.
Oh no, it's happening. It's my turn next.
Infection. Oh my
God. So do you guys, yeah, that's right. Do you guys think you're ever going to like release anything on Spotify, or is this just like a fun hobby that, you are going to release?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, Nick here is a producer. He might be able to.
I was going to say, if y'all need some production work, I could help you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We,
like even if it's just mastering or mixing your recordings, I can do that.
Yeah, he's Heck really yeah. good at that stuff. I mean, we made a pretty good album.
At the time. Like, I feel like at the time of when we were doing like our mastering and mixing and stuff like that, we were still pretty much like kind of getting into it.
We still have a single that we haven't put out.
I still have a whole album I haven't put out.
Do you guys like rap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
send it.
Yeah, we got his album out right now, Finding Purpose, and then mine's Results of a Broken Heart.
Nice.
Both of them are on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff.
And but my stage name,
real Drew It.
Yeah.
Drew It.
Yeah, yeah.
We came up with that because I was like listening to him in the booth one day, and like first he comes in with this like hard, like, you know, Travis Scott, right?
Yeah.
Like hard Travis Scott like sounding music. And then the next day he comes in sounding like Bryson Tiller. And I'm like, dude, you're like changing shape every day. You know what I mean? Shapeshifter. So I called him Druid.
D&D
is a nerd joke. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right.
We actually played D&D. Well, we just finished. But
we just finished.
But we're going to play again.
But but if you guys are thinking about getting on Spotify and all that stuff, look up DistroKid. DistroKid, get your stuff on everything for like $39 a year.
That's awesome.
Get you on everything.
Sweet. Yeah.
You know?
That's great. Yeah. We definitely, it's, I had school. Now we're finishing up this school bus that we've been renovating, and then we'll move, and then next step is recording.
You're renovating a school bus. Why?
To live in.
Hell yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, how's it going?
Great. I mean, it's been a pain in the ass.
So what, you're like taking out all the seats, like putting beds and stuff in there?
Yeah,
we took out the seats. We've got California Queen in the back, 150-gallon worth of freshwater tanks.
Dude, you got to send me some pics. We can post it on the video. Yeah, actually, that might be weird to post your home online. Aww. But
MTV Cribs. Come on. Yeah. This is my crib. Yeah. We're living in a bus today, bitch. Let's go.
We did he did a roof raise, and we've got solar panels. And
That's actually super dope. I'm not going to lie.
It's still in the process of being formed, but it's getting pretty
It's
sick.
Fully functional now, but we're just making it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so what's the point of you guys doing that? Are you trying to go around the country?
Basically that. We just want to be able to travel around and have our home where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so straight out of school, she's already accepted her first position in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh,
hell
shit.
Yeah.
So we're chasing aliens, man.
Gonna put some work on some aliens. Yes. I love it.
Dude, honestly, though, like I would fuck an alien. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was like a voluptuous alien. Dude, okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. You can't take it out of the Will's realm so of possibility.
Right.
I mean, just stop.
There's always one thing in episode, and Will's like, oh my fucking
god. He's just over there like, oh my fucking god. Like,
how do I nicely delete this out?
I mean,
I'm so sorry, Will.
But I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy came on the other day, and I mean, you know, some of the aliens in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Gamora. Yeah. Can get it.
Yeah. I would take her to a cheesecake
and Avatar.
Oh my god.
I'd go blue.
I'm talking Olive Garden.
I'm talking Cheesecake Factory with her.
Wherever they want
to
go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking a nice date to Olive Garden or Cheesecake Factory with an alien.
So if we see any in Roswell, we'll
definitely.
Please invite him onto the podcast. We'd love to have you with the alien. Just bring the alien with y'all. You know, we'll get on the bus with y'all and we'll do a podcast on a bus with an alien.
Perfect.
That'd be badass. You know? That's actually awesome, yeah.
But the bus is really part of a long plan to eventually, well, we want to save up a bunch of money and then one day buy a bunch of land, have a farm, maybe make a retreat out of it, like a retreat center.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, it's we've been cooking.
Oh, yeah. The plan is there. Y'all got this shit on lock. Y'all ready to go. Honestly, I wish I had the balls to, like, do something like that. Like, you know, just quit everything. Like, you know, not quit everything.
I can't because,
like,
I have kids.
You know, get a job, like, get a bus, just travel around the country. My dream is to live in the mountains. Like, away from everybody.
That's our next,
you know,
step. Yeah.
Like, Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains, just living there.
That's one of the spots we've considered.
You know what I'm talking about then.
I do.
That's really cool.
And then you're, like, just a rock's throw away from, like, Pigeon Forge or something.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Even though that's a touristy area. Yeah, Dolly World. Yeah. Who cares if that's a touristy area? If you're in the mountains, who gives a shit?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But anyway,
So we have been doing this. Or we've been talking for like 30. Do you guys want to play music now?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
awesome. Yeah. I'm having so much fun talking, but
I know it's fun, but I don't want to.
But yeah, we should.
How many songs y'all want us to do?
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do as many as you want. If you just want to do like one or two, or even just one, that'd be fine.
Yeah, or you can do five, whatever you guys want to do. Like, if you want to do one, two, three, it doesn't matter.
Cool.
Want to do three?
Sure.
Cool. Three?
Yeah.
Fuck cool. That's yeah. Cool. That's godly. All right, so we got a little bit of a special treat now. Cletus and June are going to be singing us a couple songs today, so I'm going to let them take it away, and you all enjoy.
Your pin.
fucking wow. Wow. That was crazy good.
I am mind blown.
Like, that was, like, I don't think you really understand how crazy good that was. Like,
thank you.
That was crazy. I was losing it there for a second.
That brought, like, emotions out of me.
That did. That did for a minute. If that's the first one, I can't wait to see what's next. Oh my God. Take it away, y'all.
We start with a banger. It's only downhill from here.
We have one song and one song only.
We're escaped to one song and one song only. Nobody knows what this means, but it's provocative.
Gets the people going.
All right, take it away. Let's see what else you guys got for us tonight.
Oh my gosh. Right, so this is by a band called Dawes. It's called When My Time Comes. We love this song for the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool song. It just, I don't know, it speaks to us, I think, both of us a lot. Yeah. So
that's what matters.
I love it. Take it away, y'all.
Yeah.
There were moments of dreams I was offered to save. I lived less like a workhorse, more like a slave. That one quick moment that was noble or brave would be worth the most of my life. So now I pointed my fingers and shouted a few quotes I knew, as if something that's written should be taken as true. Now every path I had taken and conclusion I drew would put truth back under the knife. And now the only piece of advice that continues to help is anyone that's making anything new only breaks something else. When my time comes, to pay for my successes with all my defeats. And if heaven was all that was promised to me, why don't I pray for a death? And now it seems like the unraveling is starting too soon. Now I'm sleeping in hallways and I'm drinking perfume, and I'm speaking to mirrors and I'm howling at moons, while the worse and the worse that it gets. You can judge the whole world on the sparkle that you think it lacks. Yes, you can stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back.
Two, man. Like,
I didn't know it was gonna be that good. I really, Will, what do you think about this?
Dude.
As a fan of indie folk myself.
Dude, like, y'all are
Cash fan, this reminds me of classic, like American folk.
Oh, dude, thank you.
It's doing something, man. The chemistry that you guys have too when you're performing too. You guys work so well together.
You guys are good together.
You're harmonizing great together. You just sound great together.
Do you guys
practice
a lot?
Lately, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We you know.
Will you the door? We close it.
Oh yeah. Lately we've practiced more, you know, it's kind of like our bedtime routine. A few nights a week, we'll be like, oh, let's play a couple songs. It relaxes us and, you know, it's a good way to wind down.
Yeah. Just like keep the craft alive. You know,
yeah.
It seems so alive when you sing.
Oh dude, that's what's so much fun about it. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm singing to the heavens.
I wish I could sing like that. I'm a little envious.
I was outside of my body looking down on myself. Watching me sing.
What a joy. What a joy.
You know?
That's great.
And we got one more.
Thank you.
You got one more for us?
Sure. Yeah.
Take it away because I'm ready for 3 of 3. I'm ready for 3 of 3.
There we go. I got a position. I keep hitting this string. There we go.
Yeah, I think you can pull that out more if you need to. I don't know how far it'll go, but.
There you are.
Perfect. All right. So, Mom's
in? Yeah.
All right. We do a little mesh-up of two songs here.
Don't tell them.
I'll say, let's keep
Mama,
it a secret.
Mama said don't tell.
Take it away, y'all.
I think about it all the time. Ooh.
best.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude, just the harmonies you guys got. You guys are crazy, you know?
Praise like, to you guys.
Wow.
Holy flying fuck. Holy flying fucking fuck.
My brain is splattered against that wall right now.
The eagle's going
to
pick it
that,
up.
That was such an enjoyable thing. I might have to... Oh, my... Where are you guys going after this?
You know,
probably home. It's a work night, dog.
We got a bus. We're heading to.
I have a baby. So
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That was amazing, man. That was just such a great experience having you guys play the songs for us. You guys are so amazing. You have such a great duo chemistry. You're both very talented musicians, and I just love to see when people like y'all just get together and just make great music. You know what I mean? It's just something I always love to see in the world.
Yeah.
It's just like two souls making great music, and they're doing it for the love of the game. Not for fame and fortune. They're doing it for the love of the game, and I can see that here.
I am grateful that you guys came. Holy flying shit.
Me too.
I can't stop saying that, but honestly, like, that was really cool.
Thank you.
Do you guys do this a lot for people? Like, do you play the guitar and sing for them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, family...
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, normally our family, they,
like family gatherings.
We've
been torturing them for a while now.
We've got a few small gigs and stuff like that. But
this is our first like podcast. Yeah.
Are you guys leaving next week? Is that what you told me?
Yeah,
we're trying to. Yeah, but you know, we probably will be back because his mom lives here. So you know, we're traveling. People.
I was going to say, if you're back in town and you want to do another show, we'd love to have you guys back.
Yeah.
Maybe so we can probably, because like we know all of the like bar owners and stuff in town. Like
we do. We could,
could hook you up with like any place, honestly.
Thank you.
If you're in town and just need to have the itching to play somewhere,
like we just
need to talk to her. Like, I need to play something.
Give me something to play.
It gets like that.
We just know a lot of people in Loveland. Like, we just had the mayor on our show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, just had the mayor on not too long
ago.
That's
awesome.
We should have her back, too.
We should have her back, too. That'd be fun.
And not talk about PFAS chemicals.
No, not at all.
That's a whole subject.
That's a whole different thing, you know what I mean? Well, again, Cletus and June, thank you so much for being on the show and playing music for us today. That was such an honor to have you both on.
It was a pleasure. Holy
More than a pleasure.
Shit.
We're going to link any links in the description below so you can follow these two. Do you guys have, like, Instagram?
Yeah.
So we'll link their Instagram and all that on the link in the description below. Again, once more, thank you both so much
for
your time.
Thank you, guys.
And coming on today. It was such a pleasure having you on. And everybody, thank you all again so much for watching. Please like and subscribe to the Eagle Boys YouTube channel. Again, let's give it up for Cletus and June over here. They were putting in the work tonight.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Catch them performing at your local place. They're going to be all over the place soon.
Find us in Roswell.
Find them in Roswell, New Mexico here soon.
Flying on an alien.
Yeah. Flying on an alien. Playing, you know, the folk music as they're going off in the UFO into the sunlight. Yep. You know what I mean? But again, thank you all so much for watching.
Thank you.
And we will catch you all in the next episode, all right?
Peace.
Have a good one.